most of us are going to church and we're used to sitting here. But I believe that church ought to be fun. How many think that church ought to be fun? All right, y'all, some of y'all need to be in church. Don't be all shut up and shut in. See, we are in an active church. We didn't come here to look at you, you didn't come look at us. Amen. We came to worship the Lord. Amen. But I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to be fully long. We all know that Jesus is the reason. I see we're inactive. You don't got to help me out. Everybody can say for the season, right? Jesus is a reason. Amen. He's a reason for the season. Amen. Now we don't want, look at somebody and say, we don't want no deadheads in here. Y'all hard to breathe. I'm going to get you now. Look at somebody and say, we don't want no deadheads in here. Amen. Because God's not dead, he is. God's not dead, he is. Amen. But truly we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God. We know that today Jesus is the reason for the season. And everyone is celebrating the birth of Jesus. Is that right? Amen. I'm going to ask you, you don't have to stand. All right, I don't want to take you out of your comfort zone. But those that are agape, we stand for the word of God. So I'm going to ask the agape saints if they will stand. If you're used to standing in your assembly, you can stand. But if you feel more comfortably sitting, sit. Amen. We're going to read from the 11th chapter of Luke, verses 27 and 28. And then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and read verses 23 and 25. So we're going to read very few verses, amen? And if you don't have a Bible, it is on the screen. Luke 11, 27 reads, and it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he, this is Jesus, said, yea, rather, blessed are they. They hear the word of God and hear the word of God and do what? Keep it. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23 reads, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do it. Remember. And after the same manner also, he took a cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we bless you today. We thank you for having a mind to assemble ourselves together. And Lord, we ask you to speak to every heart. Lord, speak to every mind. Lord, those that came in with doubt, we ask you to give them clarity. Lord, those that came in not knowing, we ask you, may the word of God help them to know. Now, Lord, we just thank you for what you've done. And our heart's desire today, Lord, is speak for thy servant here. Can we all say in Jesus' name? Amen. Can you put the subject up for me, Shire? We know that today is the reason for the season is who? Jesus, right? Many of us are worshiping his birth. But have you? Somebody said, well, we're worshiping him. That don't mean that you know him. So have you forgotten the Lord? We read in Luke 11 chapter, the woman was celebrating Jesus' birth. Jesus said, wait a minute. I don't want you to celebrate my birth. He said, if you want to be blessed, right? If you want to be blessed, they then what? Hear the word of God and keep it. So the Lord said, then you celebrate my, and we ought to honor the Lord. How many know if he had not died, we wouldn't be here? Now, I already told you, you know, I'm from Atlanta. Yeah, so, you know, from Atlanta, we believe in our church. You know, I ain't seen no dead folks. Amen. I'm just out of church. But the woman was celebrating his birth. Jesus said, you got it wrong. He said, I don't need you to celebrate my birth. He said, I need you to hear the word of God and Amen. And now the Lord instituted in the 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, the only thing he said, do in remembrance of me is to take the bread, which is representative of his body, and to drink the wine, which is representative of his blood. He said, do this in remembrance. But I wonder today, has anybody forgotten the Lord? You know, when we were kids, we grew up, we knew the Lord. But some kind of way throughout the process of time, some have departed from God. Amen. It's so important today that we do recognize Jesus' birth. But have you forgotten the Lord? Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior? I'm not talking about just knowing him in a haphazard way. But do we know the Lord? I'm only going to take 15 minutes to do what I got to do. Now, this is how it works. Y'all want to know how it works? I'm going to tell you how it works. This is how it works. If you allow, I'm short. Okay? But if you're quiet.
Amen.
Right? So what's the pleasure of the house? You want to be what? Short, right? Come on, you know, who's looking? Listen, the world is full of trouble. Everywhere you go, you got to watch this and watch that. Isn't it time to come somewhere? Just relax. Because let me ask you again. Do y'all want me to be short or to be long? All right. How we doing? Who wants me to be short? Raise your hand. Who wants me to be long? Raise your hand. All the kids. Amen. But Jesus is the reason for the season. But some of us have forgotten God. Let's go to Jeremiah, the second chapter. I'm going to let the word of God speak. Amen. When you leave today, you won't say, well, that pastor said this. But let's let God's word speak to us. Amen. And I'm going to be 15 minutes and short. All right. Y'all with me? He won't say, then we just sit and listen. Amen. But you should be involved. Amen. But Jeremiah, the second chapter, now we're dealing with what? Having forgotten the Lord. And this is a personal question. No one can answer this question for you, but you're not going to talk to your neighbors. Ain't nobody mad at your neighbor, are you? Look at your neighbor and say, have you forgotten the Lord? That's one side. Now look at the other side. Say, have you forgotten? Oh, that's a personal question. Because no one can answer that question but you. Only you know in your heart if you have forgotten the Lord. Well, Jeremiah, the second chapter, verse 4 reads, hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity Have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked out the vain? Test 1, 2. Maybe it's that one. And have walked out the vain, and have become vain. You know, my wife said, "How do you know when you're trying to get something out, the devil trying to block it?" But look at somebody and say, that preacher got a big mouth. He'll just get down there with y'all and don't use my mic. All right? Amen. Verse 6 says, neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? Now we're going to skip down to verse 7. Okay? And we're dealing with going away from God and not really knowing God. Now the fault is never in God, because God never leaves us. The scripture says plainly, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, as long as you be with me, I will be with you. God said, the only way that I will forsake you is if you forsake me, that means you turn your back on God. Verse 7 says, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest said not. Where is? Now the priest, those are the people of God. You mean even the priest did not know the Lord? Amen. So a priest, how many know priests do what? Preach. But the priest did not know the Lord. Yes, we all know Jesus was born. But how many of us know the Lord? Amen. Verse 31, he reads, he says, O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more. He's dealing with priests and people that know God. They said, listen, we ain't got to come to God no more. We are lords. Amen. All right, verse 32. I'm going to get through this, I hope. Verse 32 reads, can a maid forget her ornaments? Or a bride her? Y'all ever see anybody go to a wedding and forget their wedding gown? That's a bad situation, right? You just get married like that. Right? So she went to the marriage and forgot her attire. Amen. The scripture says, yet my people have forgotten me days without number. How can you be God's people and forget the Lord? Jesus is the reason for the season. But how many of us know him in a personal way? Not just in a certain way, but a personal way. Amen. Now let us go to Deuteronomy 8 chapter. This is my last book I'm going to, Deuteronomy 8 chapter. What was the deal? Do y'all remember the deal? Did we make a deal? Did y'all forget the deal already? It's so quiet in here. If you're what?
Sure.
If you're silent? You know, life isn't about being under pressure. Right? Sometimes you gotta learn to relax, right? And allow God to speak to you. Amen. How many men do we have here? Men and young men and males. How many males do we have? All males stand up. All young males stand up. Everybody else a male, stand up. Oh, that's good. Well, a lot of times men come to something, they gotta be so rough and tough. You don't want them to relax. Y'all can sit down. Thank y'all for cooperating. Even if you're a man, there is a heaven. And there is a hell. You know, I grew up down south, and we learned to play the hard role. And I used to play the hard role. Boy, when I got by myself, I'd be talking to God. Seriously, you know, when you go somewhere, you don't want nobody to think you into God like that. I'm just saying for y'all that like to play fake it, right? But when I got by myself, I knew God was real. I was like, I don't want to go to hell. I might have put on that front for them, but now it's time for me to be real. When I got by myself, I talked to God. I said, God, I might have put on the front, but now I want to be real. I'm afraid in America and across this world, many of us have achieved accomplishments. Amen. Remember when you didn't have anything? You prayed all the time. Seriously, when you didn't have, somebody said, I don't have nothing now. You have life, you have a house, and the Bible says, have food and raiment, let us be content. But remember times you didn't have a job, you didn't have a home, you didn't have anything, you prayed all the time. God was your best friend. But then when you got blessed, you had the tendency to forget the Lord. My mom always told us, she said, don't you ever forget the one that brought you safely over. Deuteronomy 8 chapter, we close here. Thou shalt consider this in thine heart. You know what's so good about the heart? The only one that knows what's in your heart is you and God. I don't know what's in your heart, but God knows what's in your heart. That as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a... We're in a good land. We're in a blessed land. Amen. A land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that bring out, that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vine and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of all olive and honey. Let's get down, verse 10. Now, how many of us have forgotten the Lord? The Lord said, when you have accomplished, when you have arrived, when you've got everything that you've asked God for, he says, when thou hast eaten a full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he giveth thee. Beware that thou what? Forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten a full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that God has blessed us, we have now more than we ever had. Maybe you don't have what you want, but you have more than you ever had. It says, verse 10, 14 says, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt. Amen. Verse 17 says, after, you know, some people attribute all they have to their abilities. The Word of God lets us know, Jesus said, without me you can do. You may have made some accomplishments, but it's not because of anything you've done, but it's because God has been good to you. If God has made ways for you out of nowhere. So it's nothing that you do, but God said, I had mercy. Because if God didn't have mercy, where would we be today? So it says in verse 14, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God. But let's get down to verse 17. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt everything that you are, the song said, everything that I am or ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. How do you know to God be the glory? If you have life, health, and strength, and family, and a house, and clothes, God has been good to you. Can we all just say thank you, Jesus? Come on, can you say thank you, Jesus? If you have a portion of health, and you are able to get up and walk around, and you can talk to somebody and have the activities of your life, can we say thank you, Jesus? Then don't forget the Lord. Because God is good. Can I have 5 minutes? If y'all say no, then I won't take it. Thank you. I just want to go to a scripture, you know, because sometimes God blesses us. We forget to turn around and tell God, thank you. All right? So let us go to Luke, the 17th chapter. And I promise this will be our last scripture. Besides, the young man said, no. Amen. All right. But this is Jesus heals 10 lepers. Most of the time, somebody does something good for you, you ought to at least return and tell them what?
Thank you.
Thank you. If someone, leprosy was a death disease, it was AIDS cancer. When you had leprosy, that means you were doomed. Not only were you doomed, but you were an outcast. Lepers lived in their own colony. They couldn't even go around their families. They couldn't go around anyone else but those that had leprosy. So the Lord performed a miracle and he healed the lepers. Amen? Let me just find this latter portion and we'll go here. Let's go to verse 14 of this 17th chapter. Now, at least if God has been good to you, don't forget the Lord. But at least return and tell him, thank you. Right? The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. A lot of people say, well, I thank him, but do you do it his way? All right? Verse 14 said, and when he saw them, talking about the lepers, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went. Now the custom was, you went to show yourself to the priest to get your approval for healing. So as they are going to the priest, they have an expectation that they're going to be healed. So as they went, they were. God healed them. Verse 15 said, and how many of them were? 10? Well, the little man forgot the Lord. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice. If God has been good to you, can you glorify him with a loud voice? Come on, if God has been good to you, can you glorify him with a loud voice? I want to be like the one, I don't want to be like the nine. Because God has been, oh Lord, thank you. I said, God.
Besides that,
My buddy here, I got to say, what's your name? He told me. No, what's your name? What's your name? John? He must be going to be a preacher. All right. Amen. Let's all stand as the elders and the ministers come forward today. This is a serious note. This is a personal thing that you have to decide. Have you forgotten God? Have you forgotten the Lord? Do you honor God? Listen, always keep God first. Throughout your whole life, there's only one individual that will never leave or forsake you. Anybody ever had an operation? I had one. When you went to the operating room, your mother couldn't go in that room with you. Your father couldn't go in there with you. Your best friend. But how many know the Lord met me in the operating room? Because God can cross all barriers. Honor the Lord today. Keep God first. And remember, have you forgot the Lord and the gifts?